Good Friday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by Pharma.
And I'm Anna Palmer. Big news across the pond from our Politico Europe colleague, Charlie Cooper. The European Commission recommended to the European Council on Friday that sufficient progress has been made in Brexit talks to allow negotiations to move on to phase two, which will cover trade and the UK's future relationship with the EU, and the latest in Israel. The AP is reporting that the Israeli police have deployed reinforcements in and around Jerusalem's Old City on Friday in anticipation of Palestinian protests over the Trump administration's announcement that it will move the U.S. embassy to Jerusalem.
Back in the state, Senate Republicans passed a two-week government funding bill last night to avoid a shutdown. Now all eyes are on December 2nd and whether Donald Trump and congressional leadership could come to a funding agreement. Here's the timeline we hear. Republicans want to have their tax bill finished and passed by December 18th or 19th or so. That leaves three or so days to get another government funding bill, which is expected to last sometime into early or mid-January. The spending cap deal will also hit the floor that week of December. Aides are pretty firm that they will not have a fix for so-called dreamers this year, but most Republicans seem eager to get that done in early January.
One interesting and important dynamic. While House Democrats have toiled away in the minority, when it comes to government funding fights, they have always been relevant because House Republicans haven't been able to secure enough votes to pass stopgap funding bills. That changed yesterday. Republicans stood together and passed the two-week bill without the help of Democrats. The big question, will it last? That's doubtful. Conservative Republicans aren't eager to vote for whatever funding bill comes next and will put up more of a fight when it comes to a massive package to keep government funded through 2018.
The New York Times is reporting that President Donald Trump's tax bill is at odds with his home state of New York, where estimates predict as many as 700,000 New Yorkers could see tax increases. One area in particular that's expected to get hit, large hedge fund managers.
Politico has new details out on Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke spending more than $14,000 on government helicopters this summer to shuttle himself and staff to and from official events in Washington, including a horseback ride with the vice president. There are a slew of sexual harassment stories out. Rachel Bade and John Bresnahan report that the House Ethics Committee has launched an investigation into Representative Blake Fahrenthold over allegations that he sexually harassed a former aide and then retaliated against her when she complained. Meanwhile, Arizona Representative Trent Franks is resigning after discussing surrogacy with female staffers. And former Congressman Harold Ford Jr., in addition to being fired from Morgan Stanley, has been benched by MSNBC over alleged harassment allegations. Ford Jr. has threatened to sue Morgan Stanley and the accuser.
Alana Shore reports that the Ethics Committee has cleared California Republican Devin Nunes of allegations that he disclosed classified information earlier this year. There's a lot of news on Russia. CNN is reporting that previously undisclosed emails show follow-up from the Donald Trump Jr. meeting. A Washington Post reports that a Russian social media executive sought to help the Trump campaign in 2016, including days before the November election. Remember that Paul Manafort op-ed? Darren Samuelson reports that Manafort's attorney is swinging back on accusations that he was going to go write an op-ed about his work in Ukraine. His lawyer said it was not intended for a U.S. audience or to have any influence over the pending criminal case.
The president will have lunch with Vice President Mike Pence and later this afternoon meet with Defense Secretary James Mattis. He's then flying to Pensacola, Florida to participate in a Make America Great Again rally. Afterward, Trump will head to West Palm Beach. This comes after the New York Times details how congressional Democrats were snubbed after being left out of the White House Hanukkah party last night. And the quote of the day comes from Olivia Nuzzi. She tweets, Melania Trump, who loves being the first lady, said today she would like to spend the holidays on a deserted island, per the Pool Report. And a big thank you for those who came out last night for the debut of the Politico Playbook live audio briefing. It was a huge success, and we'll release the audio tomorrow. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.